Hello, hello. Thank you for joining me today. Today is a reaction video. Today we're going to be reacting to a Dr. Phil clip. I saw a snippet of this on YouTube Shorts and I was like, I have to react to the full video. I have to find the full video and then I have to react to it because America, you to the S to the A. You guys are interesting people, I have to say. Honestly, you are fascinating to watch. So apparently in the US, they are cancelling words and phrases. And so I thought it would be quite interesting to know why they're doing that. You know, like, what's that about? You know what I mean? So that's what we're going to be reacting to today.
We have a graphic of words or phrases that now you can't say. You can't say that. I mentioned a few of them before. And I'm just curious. Some of these maybe are obvious, but...
Wait, let's have a look. I'm just going to pause the video for a sec and let's just have a look. So they've got... So the canceled phrases, they've got mum and dad. By the way, U to the S to the A, you're spelling mum wrong. I'm just playing. I'm messing. You can keep the O. They've also got words on here that I've never heard of before. Like, I have no idea what jip or gip is or what powwow is. I don't know what grandfathered in means. So yeah, so this is going to be interesting.
If you know why some of these are on the list now.
Mom and dad. I see why that would be up there.
Yeah, why would mom language. And dad be up there?
I have a daughter with another woman. And when it's being taught in school that's just the norm, that it's just mom and dad, it kind of offends us because we are lesbians. You know what I mean? We come from the community and it makes us feel like we're not important enough to be called mom and mom or parents.
So should I stop saying that?
No, not
because
you.
Because you're mom and mom?
No, not you per se. I'm just saying as far as it's being
but
taught.
Anybody. If that was our experience, yours is mom and mom. I'm happy to say mom and mom, but why would mom and dad be on the don't say list?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but the way Dr. Phil is talking is just making me, but you're mom and mom. Like, why can't I say mom and dad? I'm sorry, it's just funny. He just sounds very upset. But in all seriousness though, I think the problem with some people is that they live in the world of exceptions. And I think that's the problem with this, right? A mom and a mom and a dad and a dad are the exceptions. The vast majority of people have a mom and a dad. Well, nowadays it's more like just a mom, to be honest, unfortunately. But typically speaking, most people would have a mom and a dad. So we can't redo the norm just because there are exceptions. We can include the exceptions, but that doesn't mean we should get rid of mom and dad. Do you know what I mean? Because it's always interesting how inclusivity is rarely inclusive because people are rarely asking to have things added on. They want things to be destroyed and replaced, but that's not being inclusive.
Why not add mom and mom?
I get your point on that.
Or add dad and dad, but why is mom and dad offensive to your sensibilities?
I mean, to be honest, because it's being taught to my daughter and she doesn't have a father figure. She sees two mothers. And so every time she reads something that says dad in there, you can see a little bit in her eyes. It's like, well, what's going on over there? Why don't I have a dad? So it kind of, it's a sensibility issue on the child's part as well. So I'm looking out for my daughter.
I disagree with that. I personally think that there are plenty of kids who are unfortunately growing up without their dads. They're just being raised by just their mothers. I haven't seen a lot of single mothers coming forward and saying, stop saying mom and dad, my kid's dad isn't in the picture. Because the thing is, a lot of the time with kids, they have a lot of questions and you as a parent, it's your job to answer them. So if your kid comes home and they're like, oh, we learned about mom and dad and I was wondering where's my dad, that's the time for you to just simply talk to them and explain to them why their family looks a bit different from other kids. You don't need to reshape the whole of society to cater to your family structure when you can just simply educate your daughter on why her family looks slightly different. And typically a child, if you explain it in a way that they can understand and grasp, they'll get it and it won't be a big deal.
Help me out here.
It is the heterosexism of it all.
What is with these words? Like these new words, where are they coming from? Who's doing it? I need to know the person who comes up with these words. It's always academics, 100%. It's always like some kind of like academic person or whatever. The heterosexism, what does that even mean? I don't understand. Is that the new version of heteronormative? Is that what that is? I don't understand. Americans, you guys are very good at creating words.
That are not canceled phrases. I can assure you, in schools all across the United States, school leaders are sending memos and teachers are sending memos home with their children about mom and dad. I think what we're missing here is the opportunity to be decidedly and deliberately inclusive of all parents.
I agree. I would say that of all these words on the list, the only thing that I've heard be talked about in my entire life being canceled, and it's not canceled, is the word tribe. It's about the rhetoric changing. We're not failing our kids these days at all. We're just changing. We're progressing, and we're allowing us to become more inclusive of a new generation of people. I'm glad that your parents were married for 50 years, but something is now changing, and we have to account for that.
Well, my thought is, regardless of your skin color, regardless of your race, why would you take offense to any of these terms or words?
I'll give you one.
You know what spook is?
Master bedroom. Mm. Here's a historical lesson. Mm. Master bedroom is the bedroom where master slept.
I understand.
Where he raped enslaved black women.
I understand.
Where black women who were enslaved were his servants.
Talk about it.
As we come to understand the historical origins of the word, I think we can agree that was an awful place. We probably shouldn't call it that. Can we call it something else, like the primary bedroom or the main bedroom in a house? But we don't want to call it the place where master my great-great-great-grandmother.
I understand.
If that is true, that is wild. We're gonna have to fact check that real quick. One second.
A few moments later.
Okay, so the little history lesson that he just gave us is completely fabricated. I have looked at multiple sources now at this point, and they all basically say the same thing, which is that the term master bedroom came into existence in 1926, and it was used to describe the room where the homeowner slept, which was typically a man, hence why it was master. Slavery was abolished in the US in 1865. And the term master bedroom came into existence in 1926. So that means that slavery would have already been abolished for over six decades before the term master bedroom even came into existence. This is why you have to fact check everything that progressives tell you. To be honest, you should fact check everything that anyone tells you, regardless of which side of the political spectrum they land on. But I think you do need to be extra diligent with the more woke type of people. And by the way, woke is not a synonym for left wing. Some people use it that way, and I think it's wrong to do so, because there are people who are more left leaning, who are still very much in touch with reality and sanity. But yeah, you should definitely always fact check anything that woke people tell you, because a lot of the time, these people operate more on feelings as opposed to facts. Because there's going to be that one person who watches this clip and gets super offended and annoyed about the term master bedroom because of what this man just said, even though that is not true or based on any historical facts. I'm trying to think though where he would get that from. Like, why would he think that that's the origins of... The only thing that makes sense is the word master, isn't it? So maybe he just thought because it has the word master in it, it has something to do with slavery. But the thing is, would he have the same perception on other things that have the word master in it? You know, like master suite, master card, master chef, or even master's degree, you know? Like, just because something has the word master in it doesn't mean that it has automatic links to something to do with slavery.
I understand, but what my point I'm trying to make is that being offended by what somebody says or by a certain term is a choice that you make. You have a choice to not be offended. You have a choice to not let that affect you.
But you also have the choice to not use the word.
People are free to say whatever they want to say within reason, but
absolutely,
you're free to respond and react to that however you choose. And I think being offended by something is a choice that you make. You can choose to simply ignore the reference that it has and to not let it affect you and to not let it make you angry and to not let it make you sad.
I do agree with him. I do think that offense is very subjective. What one person finds offensive, another person may not find offensive. Who gets to decide what can and can't be said? And who gets to decide who gets to decide? Do you know what I mean? Which is why I think it makes sense for people to take responsibility for their own offense. That is the most realistic approach. Because offense is so subjective, it's very hard for you to be able to monitor it and to moderate it, because who gets to decide that? And how do you do it in a way that doesn't become authoritarian? So yeah, so I do think that it is just a case of understanding that if you find a word offensive and you don't like a word, then don't use the word. And if someone chooses to use the word, then you do get to decide how you want to respond to that, whether you want to take offense to it or not take offense to it. I think that this is a problem that we're having a lot nowadays, is that people feel as though the world has to change for them, right? So like, if you don't like a comedy special, it's not enough for you to just not watch it. You have to get it shut down. You have to get it removed. You have to get it taken off so no one else can see it. And it's just kind of, it's, I don't know, I think it's a bit ridiculous because we all have different tastes and we all have different things that we like and all have different things that we don't like. If I didn't like something, I just wouldn't watch it. If I don't like a word, I just wouldn't use it. I do always find it really interesting to watch the US because I do feel like doing so always gives you a heads up into what kind of random shenanigans are going to start popping up in the UK, because we do have an annoying tendency to copy you guys. And the thing is as well, we never copy the good stuff about you. Like, America has a lot of good aspects about it as well. For some reason, we only import your BS. We never import the good stuff about you. We just import all your social problems and all your political issues. And even though they make no contextual sense over here, we still import them anyway. And I guess that's just the consequence of what happens when you have a very Americanized social media. You know, social media is very much from the American lens. So people are just kind of adopting a lot of American attributes and forgetting their own national identity. But yeah, I would love it if us Brits could stop copying the Americans. Okay, if we're gonna copy something, copy the good stuff, yeah? But that's it for this video. If you enjoyed, then do like and subscribe. Let me know in the comments what you think about all of this in terms of like canceling words and stuff. But I hope you're having a good week. Thank you very much for giving me your time today, and I will see you on Sunday.